didn't turn out the way that I had planned them. In fact, it feels like everything went wrong. Things didn't turn out the way that I hoped that they would. And that sounds like the basis of a good old country song. Oh, Nashville, you're a closed door and you can't get a taxi in this town. You're like a Disneyland of country music, a cheeseburger of contradiction. You're a tip jar covers band, murder in a John Prine song. And I pinned all of my hopes on you, and you let me down. So fuck you, Nashville, I'm getting out of town. New York, Detroit and Chicago, through Canada and the Midwest. I fell in love with every city, I felt such great hospitality. So Nashville, it's a shame that you act like a dick. Oh, Nashville, you're a traffic jam, you can't find conversation in this town. Merchandise and souvenirs made in a sweatshop overseas. And I pinned all of my hopes on you, and you let me down. So fuck you, Nashville, I'm getting out of town. No, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry about all the things I said. And as I drive away across the smoky mountains, my heart hangs heavy with regret. We met some nice folks out in East Nashville, and it's not your fault that my gig was empty. I guess it's hard to impress you when songwriters like me are to a penny. Oh, but Nashville, if you let me, I'd like to give it another try. I'll put my towel between my legs and climb down from up on high. But I pinned all of my hopes on you, and you played along. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. Oh, Nashville, you inspired me to write you a song.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Mason. eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
You kneel before Zod.
Broken heart is what you left me since the day that you went away. When darling said you'd be true, but instead broke my heart in two. So darling, come back, I miss you dear. Please come back, I need you near. You are the one to make my dreams come true. I love you so true, behind you. A broken heart has made me very sad.
Come on, everybody. It's really going big.
Everybody. counting down to Dive Bar Radio right here on RadioValencia.fm.
Acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds, then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
To Bombay, a traveling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. No more tricks, for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow, and she took the crowd by storm.
For now, will my performers come out here, please? And till next time, God bless you.
Stardom. fled the same with Sal in his style on the stairway to stardom. We've got the other shows beat by a mile on the stairway to stardom. On the stairway to stardom. On the stairway to stardom. On the stairway to stardom.
Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
I was minding my business, lifting some lead off a roof of a holy church. It was worthwhile living a laughable life when I set my eyes on a blistering sight. A scanty bit of a thing with a decorative ring of wooden cover the head of a child. As Rose puts the money in the canister, who comes sliding down the banister? But the granny is not strange. He just wants to live his life away. Monkish one senior with his head full of crust to set my magnet to a vial so brightly. As Rose puts the money in the canister, the snapshot is rainy. He danced again and again and again. And the great angel, he's not strange. He just wants to live his life his way. Combating ignorance, dust, and disease. As Rose cooks the money in the canister, as natural as rain, he dances again. My God, another grandmother. He's not strange. He just wants to live his life this way. Another grandmother. He's not strange. He just wants to live his life this way.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You succeed at last. You must fear. Win and lose, you've got to get your share. Got to
your mind set on a dream. You can get it, no more than they see now. You can get it if you really want.
Mal Santa, I saw you standing there, adjusting your sack of presents as you sat in your chair. You look so cute, head to toe in your nice red suit, with your dangly cap and your big black. Dead anyway. Followed you into the Nordstrom Cafe. Love to watch you put those peppermint mochas away. What does Mrs. Claus have that I don't got? The elves don't have to know. See you next year, big boy.
All right, everybody, last call.
Y arriba yo.
Radio Valencia. FM.
Oh, my friend!
Dive Bar Radio.
So you butterflies either need to find a place to lay your eggs or fly home to your dump.
That is right, everybody. It is Dive Bar Radio right here on RadioValencia.fm. We were going to take the night off, and then I was like, fuck that. I miss all of my friends, like DJ. Like DJ Shawa. DJ Shawa. Oh, no. You got to touch it. You gotta push it in. You gotta do the thing.
That's what she said.
But first of all, we have DJ Sexy Sergio, who told me his name, but now I forgot because I'm
totally in the zone.
Scribbles.
DJ Scribbles. Never
DJ Scribbles.
Never will forget that ever again. We also have DJ Stairs in the house. DJ Stairs, say hi.
That's
what
she's
never
even let the fucking stairs go.
DJ Stairs. Yeah. No, she's not. We got DJ Sean in the house. That's fine. Don't worry about that. DJ Sean, he's here. All right. But here we go. Dive Bar Radio Christmas edition. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah! and shower flow on the radio. On the radio.
We're back.
It's not your fault.
This here music is over.
Dive Bar Radio.
No matter how hard you can get it.
To the rhythm.
On Radio Valencia.
The bartenders from the home.
.FM.
In the heart of the Mission of San Francisco.
It's the hard knock life for us.
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
I am.
And we are back. Dive Bar Radio, right here on RadioValencia.fm. We are figuring some stuff out here. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Listen, professional radio is only done by professionals, and that's who we are. We are professionals here.
So pro.
On RadioValencia.fm. By the way, DJ Shawa. DJ Scribbles.
Yeah.
Say what's up.
Let's go.
Hey, there he is. We got DJ Sean. Yeah. We got DJ Stairs. You guys say hi.
That's what she said.
Oh, okay. Well, I said say hi, and then you said something else. Very unprofessional. Fired.
He fires me every week.
That's that's kind of my deal. We also have...
We'll get him next time.
We also have... That was sick. DJ Shawa is my sound person, by the way. So expect a lot of really cool stuff coming out of here. I need Christmas sounds. Like a lot of Christmas sounds.
I'm failing.
Sleigh bells ringing. Sleigh bells. Well, not just sleigh bells, but ringing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want just sleigh bells like chilling. I want sleigh bells ringing. Thank you.
Not like that.
I'm so bummed last year.
We also have DJ Tony and DJ Danny. Let's go.
Not like that either.
That was closer. No, that was tight. Closer. I feel like I want chili right now. Is that right? I don't know. Closer. Like
chili?
Yeah.
Just some cornbread?
Yeah. New York. Get a rope. Yeah. No, so we're here. Listen, I went to work today.
How was it?
Cool story.
DJ Straight Willie Dills here. He went to work today.
Did you stay at work?
I was feeling like shit. Feeling like absolute ass. I didn't want to get anybody else sick. So I went in and I called in my ride or die, DJ Scribbles, right?
Called
here.
In closer. You did the little.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, listen.
Brian Wilson, let's go.
I'm coughing like crazy into my fucking sleeve. It's bad. Can you come in and can you handle this? And he goes, yeah. I'm just at home building a lightsaber.
I left my lightsaber.
As
at work.
You do. Oh no, really?
Oh, no.
Here's the thing. We could totally go get it anytime.
I might say
we can get
in
there.
Nobody knows.
It's fine. He's building a lightsaber. This is my guy. This is why he's my guy. He's also wearing an SF 49ers shirt and a sweat. Whatever the fuck, sweatband?
Wristband,
sure, whatever.
Let's go.
One of the first times me and DJ Scribbles hung out is at a Giants game, and we had one of the greatest times ever. I really judge people on how they operate at a sports game. This guy operates just like me. Thank you. Thank you. Applause. All right, thank you. The studio audience appreciates what we just said.
No, that's valid.
We walked around that whole ass place.
Like, don't ever watch any of the game. Like, whatever. It's like, we're like...
No, we're locked in.
We're going for double play right now.
But we were also having a great time.
Oh, it was great.
Moving around the whole ass ball yard.
Yeah.
You know, I was there with one of my another ride or die, DJ Marcelo, DJ Aviles, my oldest homie in the pool scene. By the way, DJ Stairs is now down on the floor. I don't know what she's doing, and I really hope she's not plugging or unplugging. Thank you.
DJ Stairs is trying to fix her chair, which only does...
Sometimes it's all right if someone just gets on their knees that you don't have to, like...
No, yeah, just don't mention it. Just, like, move past it and just keep going.
DJ Stairs is trying to fix her chair.
Into the mic.
Yeah. DJ Stairs only has one washer holding up her chair.
Oh.
So at any point,
well,
this could be a liability.
That doesn't sound structurally sound. So let's... Let's work on that. We also, by the way, today. DJ Skittles, fuck, Scribbles, DJ Scribbles. We also, God damn it, I'm gonna get there.
Scribbles,
I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get there. Took me a while to get the DJ shower, by the way. We also started the shift without a soda gun, which I fixed. Wow. Apparently, I am the engineer.
You fixed it single-handedly?
You know how I fixed it? I walked around, I looked at the pipes, and I was like, where are these pipes going? And then I went, oh, wait a minute. This pipe is supposed to send water into our gun, and it is turned off. Why is it turned off?
Yeah. So what'd you do?
I tried something crazy. I turned it on.
Okay, wow.
Yes, DJ Danny over here. Give me a round of applause on that one. I turned it on, and guess what happened?
You're dying breathing out.
The soda gun suddenly started working again. Yeah, it was fucking cool as shit. That's a great story, man. Now,
what was it? The CO2 was out, or what?
No, just the water wasn't going into the gun.
We also had no
ice. We were spitting CO2 and syrup out of the gun, but no water.
Mm.
There's three ingredients that come out of the soda gun. It's water.
You know, we're having a lesson.
Sugar, CO2, water, and purple.
Sugar, water, purple. Yeah, but we were only spitting.
Wait, what's the purple?
We were only spitting purple and sugar. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So anyway, I turned back on the water, and it totally worked again.
Also, another development.
Yuka was very proud of me.
You're a dying breed.
So I did get a raise today. So give me that hallelujah one more time. Thank you. then I was like, yo, I feel like shit. I gotta leave. They're like, demoted. That's fine though. That's fine. Let's keep it going. Keep it rocking. Please find me sleigh bells. Please find me sleigh bells.
No. What about like some Kevin McAllister?
Okay. That's not bad.
One of the things we were going to talk
about, by the way, are your headphones not working?
No, I want
because I don't
to be
care. Okay. No. And now I care again. Wow.
It's hurting Sarah's ears.
This is how radio works with me. I'm sorry.
So if it Shawa, is it still a little?
I mean, I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, mine's better.
DJ Stairs.
I found.
Can you fix mine as well?
Is yours?
It will
trace your wire.
DJ Stairs asking for a lot. Yeah. You know.
Well, never mind. I will fix it myself. If it's any comfort to anyone, I also learned how to pour beer today.
Oh, let's go. Let's talk about that. All right.
Ripe old age of 22.
She is just turned 13. Yeah. DJ Stairs.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, who taught you?
DJ Carmudgeon.
Oh, DJ Carmudgeon. Hold on. Wait 1 second.
Actually, it's Carmudgeon.
DJ Carmudgeon! Yeah, that guy's fucking cool.
Lucas's show on Thursday was so badass.
Yeah.
And you were at his show. Yeah, no, and I wanted to thrash so hard. Luckily, one of his friends kept like.
For anybody not listening,
back, like,
DJ Scribbles is currently on the IRL. In real life? No, he's on the IL. Injured list.
Yeah,
not the IRL. You are in real life.
The IL. Just one more.
You went to the show. Sent us a video. I was actually, can I tell you real quick? This is just feedback. Just, you know, we work together. Constant communication.
Did I jump in too much?
I need more Lucas, close-ups. I need more focus.
Where's Ave Maria?
Any more close-ups on Lucas. Because you were sending me a lot of, like, the mosh pit that was in front of you.
No, I took
which was like my favorite style of mosh pit, like six random dudes at a bar.
I got a bunch of videos and like I put some of them on the group chat, but like,
oh, you got more.
I think the ones that I sent, like, it was just like every time I just like took a video and I sent it because I was so stoked, and then I got like a better one of
you were just afterwards.
Like just fucking digging and like when I was like, fuck yeah, dude, let's go,
dude. Lucas is one of the, it's weird that I just didn't know this guy this long, and now I'm just meeting him.
Both know because
we are the same dude. It's crazy.
You both know
he's just bigger and fatter than me, and he'll agree with me on this. Bigger and fatter with less hair on top. We are the same dude. We both play bass.
DJ Curmudgeon did refer to himself as a rotunda today.
A rotund version of me.
No, I'm serious. No, a rotunda. Like,
is that like
a okay.
Wait, is that dinosaur? What the fuck's it?
It's
a T Rex.
I feel like that was anti Semitic for some reason.
What's a rotunda?
It's basically it's a traffic circle that's a building.
Yeah. Of course. And we all know that. Everybody knows that.
The White House rotunda.
I grew up in D.C., so I know exactly what that is.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
well, but no,
about something from the Mesozoic era.
He's a bass player, who likes wrestling and likes hardcore music and punk rock and is a bartender. And also kind of just like hates everybody who walks into the bar, but like just works with it. I don't know. There's something like I just look at him and like, dude, why are you? How did me and you exist on separate planes?
Yeah.
Like I feel like
you both are like, oh yeah, I met that person.
This is the multiverse.
How the fuck you guys? This is the multiverse.
An incursion is coming. Is all I'm saying. Like two Earths are about to collide, and it's going to be catastrophic. So. Perfect. Let's go. Hell yeah, dude. I feel like Kramer needs to walk through that door.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, no, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
What are you talking about?
That's
bad. I mean, look, I appreciate my producer over here helping me out, DJ Stairs. So tonight's episode is going to be a very fun and exciting episode because it is the holiday season. So we're going to do some Christmas stuff.
We're learning it's going to be fun and exciting, yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, about an hour ago, this wasn't going to happen. In fact, 4 hours ago, I emailed the program director of this very station. Thank you. Yes. Give me that. Yeah, let's tell a sad tale about 4 hours ago.
Wait.
When I emailed the very director of this station, I said, can you put on a replay of our show from last week because we're not going to make it tonight? This show wasn't even going to happen. I was feeling like ass.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was like,
damn, hey, you know what, though?
Who's my hero?
I'm fucking back, baby. Now, tomorrow might be very different because now I'm pushing the limits and, you know, like, whatever.
Push it to the limit.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
No return.
When you're in it. No boundaries.
I think we need to refocus.
But here's the... No, no. I think we're right where we need to be.
Wait. Okay, before I forget,
right where we need to be.
Do you?
I don't want you to forget.
No, I really don't want to forget. I just want to hold on to this memory for as long as I can.
But before you remember,
damn it! This is how you make asshole. Okay, no. Are you familiar with that SNL skit? Like, it's the old Christmas skit with Shannon.
Oh yeah, that one.
Molly Shannon. Yeah, no, the one. Molly Shannon. Sweaty balls.
Oh, sweaty balls.
Right, where they're doing the fucking thing. Dude, Maddie sounds exactly like
fucking
Maddie both of those
sweaty balls.
She goes,
she should be on NPR. She should be on NPR. Yeah, 100%. Maddie, can you just say this for me? Just be like,
well, that's nice. Those are sweaty balls.
That's nice. Well, I mean, just do it for me real quick, because I'm going to soundbite it later.
Fuck off.
Oh, well, I'm going to do that one. So, yeah, we got that one. That one's in the tank. We now have fuck off in the tank.
Can
we
save that?
Let's go. Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, I'm going to pull all this.
I mean, I'm not going to set myself up for failure. Not any more than I already do. Pew, pew.
All right.
Dude, she's been, like, super on point today.
Okay, can we all just give a shout out to DJ Stairs? Okay, so DJ Stairs, a.k.a. Maddie, is... really come a long way as a server.
Madison.
As a server, no, it's yeah. It's
happy party, Madison. Happy drive,
Madeline,
Madison,
Madeline,
Madison Square Garden,
Marion.
Mario.
Marion? Mario? Okay. Super Mario?
If we're going to compliment me,
Super Mario. Okay, you are now Super Mario. Woohoo! Give us one of those. Give us a Mario soundbite. Woohoo! Okay, that's
close. You're really about that whole
thing. Yeah, so DJ Wahoo over here has come a long way. You should have seen the first time I watched her pick up a tray of drinks. It was wild. I was like, yo.
Was it better or worse than the first time you saw me pick up a pool cue?
Well, it's like, you know when you see a car crash and like you want to look away, but you have to keep
But then
watching.
You're like, I also have a fire extinguisher and I need to run in and save somebody because they're definitely dead. That was like the first time I saw her pick up a tray.
But you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I watched it from
afar
because she's still never gonna let that go. That she has to,
she has to climb
up
a lot
fucking
of
10 stairs.
Yeah. Listen, those.
Which
stairs?
My mom personally, I wanted to introduce you to her because she was like, "Wow, that girl like carries drinks up those stairs." Mm. I was like, "Oh my god, she will love you."
You don't
kills it on the stairs though, bro.